Now, this is part one, it's important to say, of a two-parter on Jesus of Nazareth. Explain the differences between the two. What do we cover in this first book?
In this first book, we cover from the baptism of Jesus through the temptation, Sermon on the Mount, right through parables and lots of teaching, through to his transfiguration. So it's from the baptism to the transfiguration. In the second book, which the Pope hopes he'll be able to finish, he's going to cover the birth of Jesus, his infancy, and then his passion, death, and resurrection, the beginning of the story and the end. And they do go together. The end of the story matches the beginning and vice versa. So that's what he hopes to do if God spares him in his volume two.
And if God doesn't, would this book stand up on its own? Is it useful to us?
This book will stand up on its own. It'll enter history because no pope has ever done this. A lovely Jesus book from the baptism to the transfiguration. And Pope Benedict's predecessor, of course, at a popular level, put the life of Jesus more on the map by introducing the luminous mysteries of the rosary. We used to go straight from the infancy to the passion, but the baptism of Jesus and the transfiguration are there, and the luminous mysteries of the rosary, which many people pray today. So here's a matching book which fills out those luminous mysteries for many people.
Does Benedict XVI answer the question, who is the Jesus we let into our lives, with the book?
He does answer that. It's a Jesus who's Jewish, very Jewish, and he sets him very solidly in his Old Testament background. I applaud that greatly. And he has Jesus, this Jewish Jesus, who has come not to destroy the law but to fulfill it and make God's promises to the Jewish people available to everybody. It's a broadening out. It's not a destruction and leaving behind. And this is a Jesus who's the Son of God walking among us. He does have his humanity there. Personally, I would have liked a little bit more on his humanity, about his tears and his love and his anger and those various emotions that cross his face. Pope Benedict uses that word face a great deal, about the face of Jesus, and it's a great word. He is the human face of God. But there are also emotions that cross that face, and I personally would have liked a little bit more about those emotions that we do read about in not only in the Gospels according to Matthew, Mark, and Luke, but also in the John Gospel.
Now, accessibility always comes up when we think of Pope Benedict XVI, previously Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, and his writings, his theology. Is this accessible beyond the scholars? Will the person in the street get anything from this?
I think the person in the street who's got some education should go straight away to the chapters on the Lord's Prayer, the parables, the Sermon on the Mount, the symbols in John's Gospel, bread, life. They're very accessible chapters. Some of the other chapters can contain language that's rather technical, and the publishers realise that. They've added a glossary of terms, and the glossary is very well done indeed. So the publishers, Doubleday and Bloomsbury, for the English edition, have added a glossary of terms, and that really is recognising that some of the chapters could be a bit hard going for people who don't know these terms and who are not willing to keep turning to the back all the time to find out what these terms mean.
Now, we're expecting two parts, and we've touched on this already, but what do you think will be the legacy of this two-part Jesus of Nazareth?
Well, it's hard to know whether we're going to get part two, because part one, this book, Jesus of Nazareth, Pope Benedict wrote a good deal of it before he became Pope, and he used free time after he became Pope 2 years ago to finish it, but he had a lot of it already. Whether he'll have enough time to finish the other book, I don't know. That's in the hands of God. So the question is, will this book provide a great legacy? I think it will. I think it's already there as another great Jesus book alongside Guardini and Papini, Daniel Ropes, Carl Adam, these very notable Jesus books that helped generations of people to appreciate the Lord. And it also will enter history as the first time any pope has ever written a Jesus book. I mean, it's a one-off thing already. So its place in history is assured.